99. Grozny, Chechnya. Can I am? Everywhere, the wreckage of bomb blasts, filth, hunger, hordes of homeless dogs digging the ruins of what once were houses, and they find nothing there. Gotayama Old People's Home. Towering mass of broken brick. A gaping hole where the front door should be.
Hello? Hello?
Filthy. Everything. Windows blown out. Broken stairway.
Audio doctor, did you bring medicine, please?
I'm not a doctor. I'm sorry.
Oh, something.
Sure, Shamakar, I'm here. Who are you?
I'm a journalist. I heard people were living here. I didn't believe it.
85 people. That's all that's left.
But where are the staff, the doctors?
Gone.
Since the war started?
Before that. A year now, more. Sure, Shemaka, darling. Have you got any food? Please.
A sandwich, somewhere.
Oh, here, Maka, here.
How have you survived? The military, do they help you? Or the police?
No one helps. Those that can go outside to scavenge. Where did you come from?
Moscow. I'm from Novaya Gazeta, the newspaper.
I was born in Moscow, on Svekaya Street in 1929. My name is Lucia Natalia Malishkina. Tell them I'm here. I cannot die here.
I'll try. I'm calling again to speak to Sergei Kalashnikov. I have an urgent matter to... And what if I told you there are 85 elderly Russians and Chechens starving to death in a Chechen war zone? Isn't that his responsibility? Isn't that... Hello?
Making friends in government again?
The Russian government is a circus run by pigs, and we are all the clowns. This is a matter for Kalashnikov at the Ministry of Labor and Social Development, and he won't answer his phone.
Won't the Chechen authorities help? The old people are in their country.
Yeah, Russian and Chechen, they are one and the same. These politicians. All either side want is more bombs and more death. And if it's not going to help them win the war, they're not interested. You didn't see them, Dmitry. We have to get them out.
You're not fighting me too, Anna. I'm your editor. I'm trying to help. Let's say we appeal to our readers for funds. We make a big noise, pledge to evacuate the old people ourselves.
No, we'll never get them across the border to Russia. Not without official orders, official papers. I can't even get a meeting at the Duma.
Because this isn't a story yet. We make this a story. Let's see then if they give us a meeting.
From this day, our paper is collecting aid for the inhabitants of the old people's home in Grozny. Abandoned by the state. They lie sick and starving with bombs falling all around them. Who will bring these stricken elderly people to safety in Russia? If not us, then indeed who?
Politkovskaya, Muratov.
Yeah. Hello.
Ivan Bogomolov, aide to Minister Kalashnikov. Please sit down. I'm so grateful to you for bringing this case to the Ministry's attention. Those poor people... I weep to think of it.
I'm shocked you weren't aware of it already.
Our Deputy Prime Minister Matviyenko has taken a heartfelt interest in this case. It seems your newspaper story moved her considerably. She's very keen to show the milk of her kindness, but you understand I need reassurances. Some of your publications aren't always entirely patriotic, you'd agree.
I'd say they were nothing but patriotic.
What do you want, Bogomolov?
There are Chechens in that home. My ministry won't be involved in transporting Chechens.
Oh, no, no.
You can cry for the enemy, Politkovskaya, but we will not.
No. I won't leave any of the old people behind.
Anna, I'll leave you two to consider. It's a shame you can't control your stuff, Murat.
We'll tell him it will just be the Russians. We'll slip the Chechens in.
Do you think we can trust him?
Anna, you have to play the game just a little sometimes. for all the right reasons.
24th of November. For the last month and a half, our readers have helped us collect money to buy warm clothes for the old people and to pay for the bus to get them out of Grozny. At long last, we have a date and a time. It's 194 Borodin Street in the Staropromyslovsky district. We need them there at 9 a.m. Yes, we'll pay. Yes, yes. Call me back. Thank you. Thank you. I found us some guides in Grozny to travel with the old people.
We need nurses waiting when they get to Moscow. Medical attention.
I'm working on it. Novaya Gazeta?
Burning the candle at both ends? One of these days your candle will be burned out.
Sasha.
Are you coming home?
It's happening. Matvienko has given the order. A bus meets us at the border at 10 a.m.
Is that so? I must have a very important wife.
You're drunk. You should sleep.
I can't sleep. Anna.
Anna?
What?
Have you got a number for the bus company? We need a cell phone number.
Sasha, I have to go.
Anna.
Look, I'll call you tomorrow when it's done. I'll call you.
10 a.m. at the mountain checkpoint. Still no sign of our old people. Where are they? Where are they?
Colonel, I don't understand. Look, I was promised a bus would arrive at this checkpoint from Chechnya.
You have your bus.
There's no one on it. Kalashnikov promised me.
What are they to you, those old people?
Look, they're dying.
I don't think you realize how dangerous this area is. Every day, terrorists and bandits try to infiltrate.
What are you talking about? They are just old people.
They could be terrorists disguised as a busload of pensioners.
This is absurd. I had assurances from Kalashnikov's office they'd be here. Bogomolov told me himself.
Then go and ask him. See what he tells you now.
Approaching the Duma. And there he is, in the street, in front of me.
Bogomolov! Thief!
I'm sorry.
I thought you might answer to that. I was on the border yesterday morning. Our old people were not.
What can I say? I did my best to help you.
I think it was your job to make sure it never happened. I checked the records. In 97 and 98, your ministry poured an awful lot of money into the Grozny old people's home. Thousands of rubles from the federal budget. Except not one scrap of it actually reached the home. That's why the place fell into ruins. That's why the staff walked away. And that's why they left starving in a war zone, isn't it? And if they were to turn up in Moscow, they'd be the walking, talking evidence of your crime.
Darling, you should go into fiction. You are very good at it.
What happened to the money, Ivan?
Our only remaining chance was to throw ourselves on the mercy of Valery Kuksa, Minister for Emergency Situations in Ingushetia, a republic bordering Russia and Chechnya. With Grozny now under full bombardment from the Russian army, Kuksa agreed to send in his soldiers to safely transport the old people out of Chechnya. And tomorrow, Dmitry and I will go to the checkpoint to make sure.
Drink to your happy ending.
Is it happy?
Aren't you getting your old dears out? Can't you call it done and smile?
Until I see them on the border, I won't believe it. Did you see Putin parading in that oversized pilot's helmet on Channel 1, swaggering around?
I don't want to hear about Putin over dinner.
You don't agree?
For once, let's talk about something other than politics.
Oh, you don't care about politics now?
You care enough for everyone.
That's not you talking. That's drink.
It's me, Anna. I'm right here.
Where's your fight, Sasha? Where's your heart?
I'm tired, Anna. I'm done.
What?
I wanted to wait. But if it's not the old people, it'll be the war-torn children. If it's not the children, it'll be the soldiers.
You're done with what?
I'm leaving. I can't compete with the broken and the battle-scarred. I can't...
What are you talking about?
I'll tell Ilya and Vera. And they're basically grown. They'll understand. You can keep the apartment, of course.
You've met someone.
It's not about that.
You did. Someone young? Someone stupid?
It's not because of that.
Well, go then.
That's all you'll say?
If you're done, you're done. That's what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling
you. Yeah, then get out.
At this moment?
Go.
Hello? Who's that? Anna?
He went, Lena. Sasha, he...
Went where?
He left. He's gone. It's my fault.
Oh, Anya.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
Of course it isn't.
Don't tell Mama.
Why not?
Oh, don't tell her. She frets enough already.
I'm coming to see you. I'm going now to get on a plane.
No, don't be stupid. I just wanted to hear your voice.
You're too good for him, Anya.
I know. 21 years together. I know we've been a mess, but I thought we'd get back to how we were. And then he just walks away.
If I see him, I'll break his drunken neck.
Am I unlovable, Lena?
You're incredible, Anya. And he knows it. That's his whole problem.
December 15th. Dawn at the checkpoint. The sun edging up above the mountains. Dimitri and I wait.
It's time. It's more than time.
Quiet. Quiet. There's something.
No, it's another car.
It's too loud for a car. Oh, they're here. I can see them. Look. It's them. Oh, what's wrong with you? Anna, aren't you glad?
I'm glad. Of course I'm glad.
Today, the old people of Borodin Street were evacuated safely from Chechnya. And at last we can sigh with relief. Isn't it strange, though, that a newspaper should have to shoulder the functions of government? Politkovskaya? Sasha?
We're watching you, Anna. We watched you in the street. We watched you come home.
What?
Keep out of Chechnya. People die there.
Who's this? Who is it?
It's the same every time. In a bus station near the Chechen border, I stand before the dirty washroom mirror. First, take off the jewelry. My earrings, my bracelet, my rings. I think of all the Chechen women I've met with marks where their wedding rings used to be. Everything of worth confiscated by the soldiers. Their gold teeth pulled out. I wrap a scarf tight around my head. Pull on a long skirt. Throw a heavy shawl around my shoulders. Off with my glasses. And blink into the mirror. And I am no longer Anna Politkovskaya. Journalist for Novaya Gazeta. In the glass, I'm a Chechen peasant woman. Six p.m. Already it's dark. All the trees along the road are burnt or bomb blasted. Approaching the village of Tovzeni. A broken little heap of buildings lying low in the mountains.
What's that?
I'm a journalist. Can I talk to you?
No. No Russians here.
Please,
no more Russians
please.
Here.
My name is Anna Politkovskaya.
How do I know who you are?
I got a letter from some families in the village about raids. A woman on the road told me to speak with you.
We're civilians here. We're not militants or bandits.
I know that.
We just want to be left alone.
I know terrible things have happened here. I came to listen to you, that's all. Please, can I come in?
For half an hour. Come in.
Oh, here, let me help. Give me your arm.
Oh, my legs. They... Oh,
sit down. Oh, there.
My feet still hurt. And my knees.
The soldiers.
Oh. They came at dawn.
Yes?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. 5 of them with guns. Hammering down the door. My granddaughter was screaming and crying.
Were they security services?
Yes. Boys. Boys trampling on my things, calling us filthy names. I told them to stop and they slapped my face, dragged me out into a truck.
Where did they take you?
They were pits. Great holes in the ground, up in the mountains. The cold.
They held you in a pit.
12 days. Nights and days, crouched on the ground.
It's all right.
They'd bring me water, asking about Chechen terrorists. Mm-hmm. I told them I don't know about terrorists. Then they brought the children's mittens.
Mittens?
Yeah. That's what they call them. Live wires between one hand and the other and around the back of my neck. I didn't scream otherwise, but I screamed then. The soldier said, "You aren't dancing well enough. Let's add some more voltage." And so they did. One soldier one night, he threw me a piece of rug. He must have felt sorry for me. A soldier is a human being after all.
How did you get out?
Oh, they pulled me out one morning and left me on the side of the road. I came back from that place. Dozens of others have not. Young men, sons and fathers and husbands. Just people. Not fighters. Ordinary people. Tortured. Dead. Write about that.
I will. Promise.
My granddaughter's 3 years old. She's always shouting now, "Lie down on the floor. Lie down on the floor." She asks me if they'll come again. I can't tell her no.
Late, dark, sick rural dark, near the regiment's garrison in the village of Kotuny. With my torch, I can see many large pits, 4 meters deep. About 3 meters by 3 meters across, just like Rosita said. God, smell. Ugh, urine, defecation. One pit is filled with icy water. Hello?
Hello?
You think I don't see you? I see you. What do you think you're doing?
Look, I'm a journalist. I have papers.
You spy on our base. That makes you a rat.
You should put the gun down.
And we
please.
Shoot rats here. We hang them from trees. Go on. Move. Move.
Am I under arrest? You tell me what I'm charged with.
You could have come to me. I'd have shown you the base, told you everything you need to know. But you sneak here, like a snake, like a bandit. You creep around the villages, in the pits.
Look, I am free to go where I want. I've got a permit.
I'm a journal. I know what you are, Anna. I've read your stories. You're a friend of the terrorists. You write the lies.
I do my job.
A filthy job. You should be sorry.
I'm not your enemy.
No. No, you're just a woman. You've been bad, but at heart, you're a good Russian woman, yes?
I don't know what you mean.
Take off your clothes.
What?
Take off your clothes, or I'll shoot you.
Don't you touch me.
A Lieutenant Colonel wants you with all his heart, and you refuse? Huh? Don't you want to kiss me? Don't you know how I could help you? I could be kind to you.
No, get away from me!
You don't want my help?
Charge me, or let me go.
I'll send in some of my young officers. See how you like their kindness.
Couldn't be bothered to cook for me, eh?
I got your favorite takeaway. You're never happy, Ilya.
Mama wouldn't be happy. What's that rubbish you're eating? Where are the vegetables?
Yes?
Vera, it's Dmitry Muratov, your mother's editor.
I know who you are. What's happened?
Have you heard from her?
Not today. Monday I spoke to her.
I've had no words since she arrived in Chechnya 2 days ago.
Chechnya?
Who is it?
Dmitry Muratov. He says Mama's in Chechnya.
What?
She's missing.
Give me the phone. You sent her back to Grozny?
I didn't send her anywhere.
Then what the hell is she doing?
She got a letter from some victims. She went up to the mountains. Maybe she's out following lead somewhere. Can't get to the phone. It's no time to panic yet. I just wanted to let you know. I'm calling every contact I have out there.
Ring as soon as you hear something.
Right away. We'll speak soon.
She'll be okay, won't she?
Are you crying, little Anya?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Were those boys too rough with you?
Let me call my children. It's been days.
You have lovely children. I saw your photos.
Let me speak to them, please.
Why would I do that?
Do you have children?
You don't understand anything. There are animals crawling all over these mountains. Terrorists, militants. One day, one of those animals will kill me. They'll shoot me down dead and spill my blood, and for nothing. Yes, I have children. You think I'm going to see them again?
Can't you have some pity?
Stand up.
Why?
Shut up and stand up. We're going for a walk. Didn't I tell you what happens to rats? Go on, get out. Walk. Keep walking.
Please. Please, don't talk.
Just like you, Anna. I'm just doing my job. There. Right there. Don't turn around.
Ilya. Vera.
Ready or not, here I come.
What? What did you do? What?
Don't panic, little Anya. It was only a flare. A joke. Whoosh. Right past your head. You got a shock, yes? If I wanted to kill you, don't you think I'd have done it by now?
Yes?
Vera?
Mama?
It's me. It's Mama. I'm okay. I'm here.
We were so scared. We didn't know if you were...
I'm okay. I got held up by some soldiers. A lot of fuss over nothing. They let me go this morning. Left me on the road in the mountains.
Where are you?
I don't know. Some village. I walked miles for a phone, but I called Dmitry. He's sending someone.
You called Dmitry first?
Hey.
Look, please, my phone.
I can't talk now. It's not my phone. I'll be home tomorrow. I'll hug you and kiss you.
Ring from the airport.
I will. See you soon, my darlings.
You come all the way to London to tell me nothing's going to change?
You want to tell me what to do like everyone else.
I'm your big sister. It's my job.
I came here to relax a little. Can't we just have a good time?
You think it's just you? All the time I'm thinking, where is she? What's she doing? Is she hurt? Is she safe?
Please, can we talk about something else?
They almost killed you, Anya. They could have killed you.
Look, if you'd seen what I've seen in Chechnya, Lena, these people need someone.
And you have to be that someone?
Maybe I do. Maybe you can't understand that.
Come here. Oh, I'm so glad you came.
Are you sure? Are you going to be nice to me now?
How about I get us 2 double gin and tonics?
Just one. And then I'm meeting someone.
Who could you be meeting?
Someone from the conference today. Someone interesting.
Interesting.
He's a fan of my work. He's read everything I've written.
He sounds like a stalker.
You should see how he looks at me.
Seriously, what do you know about him?
Well, he's Romanian. He's married, nearly divorced. He has a Labrador. He goes hill walking. He writes about the environment. And he thinks that I'm wonderful.
What does nearly divorced mean?
It's 2 years since Sasha left. Can't I have a little fun, a little something?
Of course you can. Just don't break your heart all over again.
Who can promise that? Ladies and gentlemen, to receive a Courage and Journalism Award, to be invited here... No. It's wonderful to be here in America, for God's sake. For more than 7 years, I have been reporting on Chechnya. Through the first war with Russia, and now through another. Along the way, I've been kidnapped and threatened and intimidated. But if there are Chechen people willing to risk their lives to speak with me, I'm willing to take a few knocks on their account. Marco?
You're in Washington.
I tried to call you.
I rang your office just now that they told me about your award.
I've tried to call you over and over, Marco.
It's Stella. She's depressed again. She's suspicious of everything I do.
Well, she has reason.
Are you okay?
Not really. I've had phone calls every night for a week telling me we're watching you. Stay out of Chechnya. They talk about my son, my daughter.
Oh, God, Anna.
When can we meet?
Stella's away next month.
A month?
I could come to Moscow, or you could come to Romania.
I can't wait a month.
When she's better, soon I'll tell her. I think about you all the time.
I should hope so.
I love you, Anna.
We are the Sabotage and Intelligence Battalion of Chechnya. Our battle is with Russia. It is with each and every Russian. It is with each and every one of you.
The line's breaking up, Dmitry. What did you say?
I'm outside Dubrovka Theater. Mm-hmm. It's chaos here, Anna. 50 Chechen rebels stormed the theater, took everyone hostage.
What? How many people?
Maybe 800.
My God! I'm coming back to Moscow.
Anna, Yastuzhemsky has been asking for you.
From the Kremlin?
The terrorists want you as their negotiator in the theater.
What?
I told Yastuzhemsky I'd talk with you. I didn't promise anything.
Why would they want me?
They've read your stories about the war. They asked for the journalist, Politkovskaya, who's a friend of Chechnya. And Yastuzhemsky, he says to me, you're her editor. Tell her we need her.
What do I know about negotiating with anyone?
God knows. I told him as much. I said you wouldn't do it. You're not going to do it, are you, Anna?
Listen to me! Everyone, on your knees! On the floor, get down! On your knees, I said! We don't want to kill you. We don't want to hurt you. But we will, if we have to.
Dmitri?
Anna, this way.
Miss Politkovskaya, I'm from the security services. I'm here to instruct you. You won't have any nervous problems. You won't become hysterical.
I've never been hysterical in my life.
First priority is to get the children out. The infants were released last night, but ask for the older children.
Yes, yes.
Make no concessions. They have machine guns, but we have the Russian army. They back down peacefully, they'll keep their lives.
Tell your men to let me into the theater.
Anna?
If Ilya or Vera call, tell them not to worry. I'll see them soon.
Don't do anything brave.
Brave? I've never been more afraid.
Hello? I'm Politkovskaya. I'm Politkovskaya. Is anybody here?
I kick up spent cartridges as I walk. My legs like rubber. The fear. Why have I, a woman, got myself into this hellish situation? We have macho men at every crossroads. Just whistle for them. Why did I have to come here?
Hello? I'm Politkovskaya. Reply!
To my right, the theater's cloakroom, filled with raincoats and jackets. Coats, but no people. Like walking into a school while all the children are sitting quietly in their classes. Suddenly, in front, a man wearing a black mask and carrying a submachine gun. His mask hanging off, I can see his features clearly.
I've come to meet with your commander.
You're the journalist? You've got ID?
Yes.
This way. You'll talk to me.
I look up and see a dozen men bending down from the third level balcony, smiling behind their masks. A sound from behind the green door just a couple of meters away, where I imagine hundreds of people sit trapped and frightened. What next? Will they kill me? Will they take me hostage?
Walk in front.
Yeah.
Don't look behind you. What are you afraid of?
Can I see the hostages?
Walk.
Can I sit, please? I'm dizzy.
Sit. It was you who helped the people in Tovzhenia against the federal troops?
I did.
You want the war to be over?
Yes.
You know what we suffered and why we do this today.
I don't believe civilians should suffer for the mistakes of the authorities. Not in Chechnya, not here. I come here to help the hostages.
The Russian army murdered my father, my grandfather. They were farmers.
Who are you? What should I call you?
Bakar, deputy commander of the Subversion and Intelligence Battalion. Tell my name to anyone you like. We want the world to know who we are.
I need to know your demands.
Putin must end his attacks. In 24 hours, he must withdraw troops from one of the districts.
What if it takes more time? What then?
People talk while we bleed in the forests, while the Federals make sweep after sweep on our homes. Go out there and tell them either the troops withdraw or we blow up the hostages.
And if you die with them?
For the first time in many years, we feel calm here.
I am a very poor negotiator. And he, who has lived for half his life without taking off his military uniform and with a submachine gun in his hands, he doesn't know how to do it either.
How old are you?
29.
Do your mothers know about this?
No. But we've gone past the point of return. We've suffered too long.
Can't you think of what those people in the theater are suffering? can't you let the children out?
We suffered at the hands of your people. Now let your people feel it. And the parents outside the theater, let them feel what it was like for our parents.
At least let us feed the children.
Our children are hungry. Let yours also go hungry.
Bakar holds his rifle on his knees. And I return to the subject of the children many times, asking for them to be allowed some relief. But the answer is a categorical no. From time to time, I trip over myself and blurt out nonsense. Quite often, I can't think what to say.
You know, you're almost the same age as my son. Can't I see one of them, one of the children, to see that they're okay?
Time's up.
Please.
You tell them what we want. You tell them we're ready. Come. Go, move.
The green door opens, and another masked man leads out a frail teenage girl with a bluish-whitish face and a yellow blouse.
Where are you taking her?
Bathroom.
Can I speak to her?
Keep moving.
How are you doing?
What?
Not talking.
What is your name?
Dina. Please, tell them, everyone outside, tell them not to storm the building. That's the end.
Shut up.
And she's pushed away with a submachine gun. And I can't help the child. I can't help her.
Let me come back with water for them. Give them that dignity.
When have we been allowed dignity?
So be better than the Russians you've known. Be better than that.
You bring water, and you can bring some juice.
For you?
No. We are preparing to die. We're not eating or drinking anything. Bring it for them.
And perhaps some food.
Nothing more. Now go.
Complete silence again. Lonely jackets and the raincoats watch my steps. The cold is very cold in this dreadful theater. And there has never been a theater in the entire world so stuffed with explosives. We have a whip round among everybody standing nearby. We find that the representatives of the state have no change available. Somebody runs to the nearest shop to buy juice, and I do the only useful thing I can. I carry the juice to the theater.
Marco, call me, please. I need to talk to you. I love you. No, no.
Minutes ago, more than 100 armed men surround and storm the theater in an attempt to combat the terrorists.
Dmitry?
It is reported that Anna, terrorists...
get down here, now.
What are they doing?
They're using gas. They're gassing people. They're dragging the hostages out onto the pavement.
Oh, God.
They're dead. They all look dead.
I'm coming.
The last few days have passed in a feverish delirium. The people of Moscow are burying their dead. 129 hostages killed. Their faces were calm, as if they had simply fallen asleep. And actually, that is just what they did, because the Russian government failed to administer the gas in the correct concentration. Believe me, the tragedy of Nordost will not be the end. From now on, we will live in constant fear. It will be just the way people in Chechnya have been living these past years. The more excessive force we use in Chechnya, the more blood, killings, abductions, humiliations, the more people there will be who want revenge at any price. This war will be fought not on the battlefield, but amongst us, involving completely innocent people. Yes?
Are you all right? I'm so sorry I couldn't call. I watched it all on the news. I was terrified.
I'm fine, Marco.
Must have been awful.
I failed. All those people. I couldn't help them. I tried and failed.
Anna, I want you to come and live with me in Romania.
What?
This work isn't good for you.
I can't just leave Russia.
I'll leave Stella. We'll start again.
I can't just leave my work.
Can't you? after this.
Especially after this. I didn't know it until after, but my friend Elena was in the theater. A dear old friend. She went to see a play with her husband and her son. She survived the gas attack, but they did not. I saw her at the funeral today, leaning on the two coffins with her head bent down, like a broken bird. I can't just stop now, Marco. I can't.
Anna.
I have to go. I'll call you. I promise.
Late evening in Moscow, heading home from the office, and the cold cuts my throat. Suddenly, a flicker in the corner of my eye. A man in a black coat ducking out of a doorway, quickly in and out of view. I turn. He's already gone. Faster. Walk faster. There again, as I turn the corner, on the other side of the road, the man in the black coat. Tall, balding. Don't look, don't look. My heart pounding in my throat. He's there. As I turn onto the main street, just a few feet behind me. He's close. He's closer now. Who are you? Why don't I turn? Why don't I ask? Why don't I shout in his face? What do you want from me? Who the hell are you? I spin around and... is nowhere. Nowhere to be seen. And the high street swims in front of me. And just for an instant, just in that moment, it seems like everyone is watching me. Everyone looks like an enemy. Morning, September 1st, 2004. Reports from North Ossetia are hard to believe. A school in Ruslan seized by Chechen rebels. Over 350 people held hostage, most of them children. Half an hour to pack my things. One thought in my mind, I have to get to Ruslan.
Van Gogh, sit. I can't play now. Oh, get off my clothes, you bad dog. I'm trying to pack. Dmitry, it's Anna. Call me back when you get this. I'm about to head to the airport. I've been trying to get hold of the Chechen authorities, but nothing yet. We have to get Maskhadov to intervene. If it's left to the Russian army, God knows what mess they'll make of it. Call me back, okay? Oh. Hush! I forgot you were coming, darling.
Aren't you going shopping?
You've heard the news.
It's too horrible. I can't listen.
I have to go. I'm going to try and get on a flight.
You're going out there.
Look, every journalist in Russia is heading there right now.
What do you think you can do there?
More than I can do here.
Oh, please, Mama, just don't go. For me. Weren't we supposed to spend the day together?
Look, we'll do it another day. Look, I need to get that. Stay a minute, Vera. Play with the dog. Give him something to chew.
Hasn't he chewed everything already?
Yes?
Anna, it's me. I'm so glad you picked up.
Marco.
Stella's gone wild. I don't know what to do. I tried to leave again. She attacked me. She ran out of the house.
Marco, I can't talk
now. Please, I'm losing my mind. She says she'll kill herself if I leave.
There's a crisis here, Marco. A school's been taken hostage.
Oh God. I'm sorry.
I have to catch a plane. I have to go.
Of course.
Look, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. You're still coming to Moscow.
It's all I'm thinking about.
I'll drive us out to the countryside.
Can we go to that restaurant again? The one with the awful food.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
Go and find her, Marco. Make sure she's okay.
Be careful, sweetheart.
No, no,
you do as you're told.
Vera, will you do one small thing for me?
What? No. No way. I'm not looking after that dog.
Please.
No way.
Look, Veruska.
That dog has psychological problems.
It's just for a couple of days.
All right. But I can't guarantee we'll both survive it.
My apologies, madam. The flight's cancelled until further notice.
I've been here 4 hours. That's 3 flights I've been checked in on, 3 flights cancelled. What kind of airline are you running?
As I told you,
You tell me why these planes have been grounded. What's happening in Buzland? They need to seal off the whole region.
There's nothing I can do, madam.
What's the closest you can get me?
I have an Anna Politovskaya here. She's looking for a flight to the Caucasus.
I'm press. Tell them I'm press.
I can get you on a flight to Rostov in 30 minutes.
Rostov?
That's the nearest destination I can...
Book me in.
Madam?
Book me in for Rostov. Yes?
Anna, it's Dmitry. Did you get anything from Maskatov's office?
They'd barely speak to me. Apparently, the foremost Chechen politician doesn't think it's his job to intervene.
Would it make a difference?
Well, it might. The terrorists have asked for him. They're calling him their leader. If he told them to release the children...
I've had new reports from Beslan. The local press said there's 1,500 people in there.
1,500? The TV report said 350.
They're lying. What's more, the authorities aren't telling the families of the hostages anything. It's a total information vacuum.
Madam, that flight is currently boarding.
I'll have to go. I'll ring you as soon as I arrive.
Your tea, madam.
What? Sorry?
You ordered a cup of tea.
Yes. Thank you. 21:50. Approaching Rostov. It's hours by road from there to Beslan, and I've no idea if there will be a bus or a car to take me. In my mind, all I can see are those children, crouched in the dark of their classrooms, terrified and bewildered.
We will shortly be descending. Please remain in your seats and keep your safety belts fastened.
Miss? Is something the matter, madam?
I feel strange. My stomach, it's...
Madam?
My head hurts.
Madam, look at me. Can you hear me? Tell me your name. What's your name? Hold on. We're landing soon. Hold on.
Mama. Vera, you're okay. You're okay. You're in the hospital. You're in Rostov.
I need to
get... No, no.
I need to get to Beslan.
You're not going anywhere, Mama. You're sick.
Look, I was on the plane.
It's okay. That was yesterday. Just lie down.
My head hurts.
You're getting better now. You're okay.
What happened to me?
It's okay.
Tell me what happened, Vera.
Someone tried to poison you, Mama.
What?
Last night, the doctors were talking like you might never wake up.
God, who could have done this?
You could have been so scared.
The tea.
There's another journalist who was pulled off a flight towards Beslan. They accused him of carrying explosives, beat him up, locked him up.
Am I so dangerous?
Mama, you know your phone is bugged. They knew exactly where you were going.
What happened in Beslan? What happened to the children? Vera?
Federal forces attacked the building. They blew the roof off the gym. They don't know how many people are dead, but hundreds. Nearly 200 children.
God, those stupid, those senseless idiots.
Mama, don't.
I can't take much more. If it happens again, I'll have to quit. I can't do this anymore.
Woo!
colleague, Anna Politkovskaya. Oh. She wins awards. She rises from the dead. What can't she do? On behalf of all your colleagues gathered here, to your renewed health and to your new book, Putin's Russia, Life in a Failing Democracy. May its success continue across the globe.
Yeah. Well, it needs success across the globe. No one in Russia will print it.
After all our years working together, I have to tell you, if I knew you were so talented, I'd never have employed you.
If you're trying to say something nice to me, Tria, thank you.
Okay, to Anna. Okay.
To Anna. You feeling all right? You look pale.
I haven't slept. I keep seeing those children. I keep dreaming about it. I can't write. I can't think.
Don't tell me you're beaten, Anya. I won't believe it.
Someone followed me here.
You sure?
No. Maybe. Since I left the hospital, I've had phone calls all the time. Tell me I've said too much, I've gone too far, and all the ways I should suffer for it. And then, walking here, I could feel someone behind me.
So what are you telling me? You want out of the paper?
No.
If you're in danger, I have to get you off the job. Get you out of Moscow, for sure.
Don't be ridiculous.
Two of my staff have been murdered in the last 4 years, Anna. There's nothing ridiculous about it.
I'm not giving up work. I'm not giving them that.
Then why come to me with this?
Look, I need a friend, Dmitry. I can't tell my family. It'll scare them to death.
Well, I'm sorry for you if I'm your only friend.
Thanks. That's comforting.
If anything else happens, you tell me. The moment I think you're in real danger, you're out of a job.
Look, I bought myself a guard dog. I thought it might make me feel safe.
And?
He's scared of everything. Dogs, walking, fresh air, and most of all, men. And he's destroyed all the furniture. Thanks a lot. It's not funny.
Like you didn't have enough problems before.
You lying hypocrite.
Who is this?
He's not yours. You think he's yours for the taking?
What?
Or do you run around with a lot of people's husbands? Is it not something you worry much about?
Stella?
Don't say my name. Do you know what you're doing to me? To us? We were happy. We were. If you're so clever and wonderful, you're clever enough to get out of his life.
I'm so sorry.
You're sorry? You think I want your sorry, you disgusting little piece of...
Marco, darling, don't come to Moscow. I can't see you again. I won't write to you again. I won't talk to you again. I'll think of you over and over. I love you. I love you. But it can't come to any good. And I haven't got the strength to have my heart broken over and over. This way, it's just once. Done. I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry to have met you. Never that. Be happy, Marco.
Approaching Moscow Central Hospital. Main entrance. With two others. Male.
I won't lie to her, Anna.
It's not really a lie, Papa.
We just don't want to frighten her.
Oh, you want to treat her like a child.
Huh? Just don't say cancer.
Then what do I say?
Papa, it's just until she's stable. She can't take a shock just
yeah.
now.
Mama's right, Grandpapa.
In 50 years, I never once told her a lie. Not once.
Stepan,
I've been waiting half an hour. Did you get lost?
That's how you say hello.
Hilia, come here and kiss your grandmother. Oh, you don't have to come here, you know, Anna. You're too busy. Oh,
of course I'm going to come, Mama.
Look at you, Stepan.
Well, what's wrong with me?
Could you not wear something clean?
Well, this is fresh this morning.
Where's Vera? Isn't she coming?
She's tired.
It's not surprising. The size of her. She's ready to pop.
Do they have a name yet?
Maybe Victoria?
I don't like that.
It's not your child.
It's my great-granddaughter.
Mama, listen to me. Have they talked to you about the operation?
Cut me open, fix me up. I don't need details. I tell them the same. Why do I want to talk about blood and flesh?
Oh, Grandpa.
Grandpa. What's wrong?
It's nothing. I was dizzy suddenly.
Ilya, take your grandfather outside. It's too stuffy in here.
It's all this nagging chat. I'd make anyone dizzy. I can walk.
He's overwhelmed. He hates hospitals.
You're making sure he eats.
No, don't worry about him. Try to relax.
I can't relax. I can't sleep.
Well, maybe the nurses can give you something.
I read your stories in the newspaper, Anna. You must make so many enemies.
Oh, people aren't as interested in my stories as you'd think.
You sit there smiling as if nothing was the matter.
Trust me, Mama. I can take care of myself. You'll need more clothes for the baby. You don't know how fast she'll grow. I'll go tomorrow and buy some more baby clothes.
You have to stop buying her things, Mama. She won't be able to move. Mm-hmm. I saw that package on your kitchen table this morning.
Oh, it's nothing. It's a work thing.
Oh, and of course, you wouldn't tell me anything about that.
It's a film from a contact in Chechnya.
A film of what?
Torture. Security agents torturing Chechen detainees. One of the agents filmed it on their phone, started passing it around.
So you've got them?
I've got them. Dmitry wants to run the story next week.
I'm proud, you know, of you.
And I'm proud of you, too. Look at you, my baby girl, and you're going to have a baby yourself. It doesn't seem real.
Are you going to start crying?
Well, I might. Is that okay? Oh, Vera. Once the baby's born, I'm going to be in Moscow more. I'm going to work less, wrap up the investigations in Chechnya.
Are you serious?
I want to help you. I want to see my grandchild grow. Take her to the park, to the countryside. Where else do you take children? I mean it, though. With your grandmother sick and the baby coming, I feel different. Everything seems different. I can't believe I'm going to be a grandmother. What do you think?
I think it's wonderful, Mama.
Could you help me, please? I'm looking for the bus to Moscow Central Hospital. Could you help me, please? Please.
The video shows two young men. One is sat in the car bleeding, a knife stuck near his ear. The other has been thrown out of the car and is lying in the road. The security agents taunt them. Croak, pal, croak your shit. For God's sake, die. Hello?
Mama, something happened.
What? What's wrong?
It's... Grandpapa.
Anna! Oh. Have you seen her yet?
I couldn't face her without you, Lena.
For God's sake, Anna.
She doesn't know anything. Only that he didn't visit yesterday. They've sedated her.
We'll do it together, okay?
Okay.
Lena, what are you doing here?
I came to see you, Mama.
From London?
I had to check in on you. I hear you're giving the nurses hell.
Let me kiss you. Where's Stepan?
Mama.
What happened, Anna?
Listen, Mama.
Oh, well, what is wrong with you both? Why are you looking like that?
He was on his way here yesterday to see...
He what?
He
had a heart attack, Mama.
What? Where is he?
He died, Mama.
He was here at the weekend.
I know.
On his way here.
He was walking.
In the street. He died in the street.
Entering Troikurovskaya Cemetery on foot. Many others present. 20. 30.
I want it to rain, but of course it doesn't. The sky is bright and clear on this day when they'll put my father in the ground. So many people patting me on the shoulder and whispering condolences. But there's a space beside me. The space where my mother should be. I think of her in her hospital bed. And just for a second, I think I'm going to fall down.
She stumbles, leans on the shoulder of a woman, the sister. They cross towards the trees, losing sight.
Do you have any vegetables in this apartment?
I haven't shopped today.
Almost a mother and you barely eat.
I'm eating fine.
I'll pick you up vegetables in every color.
You know, you sound like grandmama. Yeah.
I'll get you tomatoes. Superfood.
I hate tomatoes.
Now, can you call Ilya for me? Tell him I'll see him in a couple of hours. He's coming with me to the hardware store.
Sit down, will you? Drink tea with me.
Oh, too much to do. I have to go by the office later with the story.
Aren't we seeing Aunt Lena tonight?
Yes, we'll eat here. I'll cook.
You've got time for that.
Yes, why not?
Politkovskaya exiting supermarket. Kutuzovsky Prospect. Time 14:30. Carrying two white plastic bags. Groceries.
Mama, it's me, Ilya. I'll meet you at the hardware place at 3. Vera said you were shopping. Don't get caught up, okay?
Politkovskaya dismounting tram, Lesnaya Street. She's stopped. She's looking at something. The sky. I think she's looking at the sky.
Mama, I've been thinking, can you get me avocados? You're right, I should be healthy now I'm going to be a mother. It still sounds weird. I'm going to be someone's mother, but yes, buy me avocados. I'll see you later.
Approaching her apartment building. Politkovskaya entering apartment building. Over.
Politkovskaya!
What are you... Please...
In the space between, I see so much. The pain and the weight fall, and I see my Vera and Ilya. I see a Moscow sky, bright and gray as a knife. I see my unborn granddaughter, but I cannot see her face. I see all these things, and I see nothing. I see the lights in the elevator bouncing off the chrome, and I'm moving past the lights, past these surfaces.
Look at me, Mama. Can you look me in the eye?
I was making too much noise. They gave me a tranquilizer, made everything soft.
Mama, you know it's me, don't you? It's Lena.
They killed her, didn't they?
Yes. Someone shot her. Some bastard shot her.
My Anya. Always out of step. She never could join in like the others. She'd come to me and she'd say, "They're not playing fair." And I'd say, "You have to tell them, Anya. You have to tell them." What would they call the baby?
Mama, please.
No, you tell them. Better call her Anna. Better call her Anna Victoria.
My sister was buried on 10th of October, 2006, near to my papa's grave. More than 1,000 people came to mourn. And outside her apartment, crowds gathered in the street bringing letters, cards, photographs. So many flowers piled up in the snow.
I did call the baby Anna. Little Anna Polikovskaya is now 6 years old. Often I tell her how much her grandmother loved her, even though she never met her. I tell her how she was waiting for her. When she grows older, I'll tell her so much more. And every day, some look in her eyes, some turn of her head, something at the edges of her smile, I see my mother there.